Hi, everybody. This is the one and only Mr. Dennis Diaz, Commander-in-Chief of the Diaz Task Force, a task force that rescues men, women, and children from sex and human trafficking. And happy Halloween, everybody. Here we go. Finally, it's time to get some candy or the good stuff. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Now, as the Diaz Task Force, it is my priority to make sure that everybody out there, and my duty to make sure that everybody out there is safe. Now, this is going to be airing on iHeart, Pandora, Amazon Prime, the whole nine yards, wherever you are actually watching this or listening to this. Hey, welcome. This show will also be on Unchained, Voices of Survivor, The Hunt, and Guardians of Innocence. And as we get ready to start trick-or-treating later on tonight, it's going to be, of course, it's going to be a whole lot of fun and so on. I want to make sure that you guys send me some pictures and some candy. We're actually going to be giving out candy over here in Waterbury, Connecticut at 330 Chase Parkway, Waterbury, Connecticut. If you guys are in the general area, by all means, it will be great to see you guys and have some fun. Now, of course, Halloween is to have fun and enjoy the kids trick-or-treating and dressing up in the costumes and the whole nine yards. But it's really important also that we take safety into concern with all these human traffickers, these pedophiles, and people that want to do malice, right? Because it is not cool that the kids are so innocent and so on, and they just want to have a good time. Hey, I'm getting candy. And then you got people out there that want to do bad stuff to children. So it is not cool. And of course, as you guys know, there's going to be some people drinking and driving and the whole nine yards. Kids are going to be running all over the place, getting candy as our parents. It's really important that we protect our children and definitely take it from there. A couple of the costume, and I like what some brands are actually doing nowadays, and that is they put like reflecting coating, or you know, in the Marine Corps, when we go running, they put like a reflective belt. If you know, you know. But it's cool, and it's actually really important that you put like a reflective belt. Some people got them flashlights also that look like a pumpkin and the whole nine yards. The whole key is to actually be visible. You want your children to be visible, because there's so much commotion. There's people running around. There's people rushing to get candy. I do not understand why you would rush to get candy. Of course, you want to get all the good candy, but it's really important also that you take everything into consideration. You know, safety always comes first. Also, face paint. I know that some want to be vampires and so on. Make sure that you use non-toxic face paint, because that actually happened a couple of weeks. One thing that I will advise, a couple of seasons ago, one thing that I will advise before you actually using face paint, especially if you haven't bought that product or brand before, is to actually give it a little test first to see if you get a allergic reaction. Because that actually did happen. We had a free market stand. My daughter do face painting. She's an artist. She's freaking awesome. I'll tell you guys what. And the thing is that you can actually get, she tried it on herself, and she actually got an allergic reaction from the face paint. And imagine that, you go out there, have some fun at the whole nine yards, your face get itchy, you don't pay attention because emotions are high, everybody's having fun, then thing you know, your face gets all red and so on. Like, it's not cool. So I would definitely do a test days before. I know that I'm putting this podcast on Halloween day at that. Like, oh, lordy, lordy. But food for thought. Definitely food for thought. Also, have a little ID tag. I know as parents, like, I'm not going to lose sight of my kids and so on. But proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. So therefore, you do want to be aware. Also, make sure that I would definitely put an ID tag, because, you know, stuff happens. So it's a lot better to be safe than sorry. So I would put an ID tag, something similar. And a lot of the kids use cell phones too nowadays for the parents to be able to track their children. in which I recommend it. If you guys do get your kids a cell phone, I will put Life 360 on it. It's a free app where you get to track on the person in real time. And it works really well. I use it personally, among other things. But I use it personally. My friend actually introduced me to it. And it's really good. It's not about you. And it's a free app, by the way. And I get it sponsored by it, Home and Jars. It's just that I like safety always come first. So Life 360 actually works really well. And you can actually track your children, at least the cell phone, through it in real time. Excuse me. I even use Google Maps. Also, over 40% of child pedestrian death on Halloween happened from the times from 5 to 9, when visibility is actually the lowest. So it's really important. You know, we were talking about the PT belt in the Marine Corps, the reflective clothing, costumes, or even the little flashlight thing. They got them. Or if you don't even want to go that route, and you want to make it really cool, another thing that you can actually do is they sell them even at Walmart. It's like then camp like things, and you get to actually it looks really cool. It's like neon things, and it actually looks really cool. The kids like it because hey, glow in the dark and the whole nine yards, but at the same time, it's being effective in a really cheap way, because you're gonna be able to see the better the kids. You know, it's a lot of commotion, a lot of things going on, and sometimes in that, even us as an adult, rational thinking sometimes goes out the window. You know, it only takes a matter of seconds to have an accident or something bad to happen. I don't wish any of that in any of you guys. It's just simply making sure that everybody's safe. I want everybody to have a good time, man. Let the good times roll, I reckon. Now, any children, it's really important that kids, especially under the age of 12. I know that sometimes some people put like 5, 6 kids in a bunch and go have at it. But I will make sure that you are the chaperone there, some sort of adult with the children, especially before the age of 12. Let's just be clear, human trafficking is real. Adopting kids, kidnapping kids is freaking real. It's not a joke. And I don't want to hear, I thought that it would never happen to me, because the fact of the matter is that it could happen to anybody. Got to be vigilant. Have an adult present. Make sure that everything is doing good. I mean, you can have fun with the kids. That's the whole point of Halloween. Have fun with the kids, man. Also, stick to well-lit areas. I mean, don't be going to no back alley where somebody might be doing some smoking, some stuff, or stuff like that. Like, be smart about it. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Be smart about it. There's no reason that you're going to get some candy at the back alley where there's some stuff there, you know? And plan the route. So, me as a truck driver, and even in the Marine Corps, I tend to plan the route ahead. So if I know I'm going to this neighborhood and that neighborhood, what would be the best, most efficient, quickest way to actually get there? And in case of an emergency, where would I exit and get out? You know, proper preparation does prevent piss poor performance. And yeah, some people might think about it like, oh, you're doing too much and the whole nine yards. Well, when you deal with terrorists, when you deal with pedophiles, when you deal with these predators and human trafficking, what do you think? I know too much and I don't know at all. I'll tell you that right now. I'm learning. I'm definitely learning. So the fact of the matter is that you got to get to this. It's really important that you actually pre-plan. And it's number one, you're going to save you time. You're going to be able to get more candy at the whole nine yards, have a bigger effect. But also, it's going to be a lot better for you, because you get to do things a lot better, a lot quicker, a lot safer. Now, tell the kids, please, I see this all the time, don't be going between cars. I know it's kind of hard because everybody's like, whoop, 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 whoop. Pulling in it like crazy and stuff like that, but it's really important, especially children. There's not when an adult and so on, do not go between cars, because some people, especially children, that's so small. Some of these cars and trucks are really big, so they might not be able to see them. I'm not saying that people are going to be doing this on purpose, because that wouldn't be cool. If they do, they need the death penalty, I'm saying. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of times you're not going to be able to see the little one, you know, on a car or in a truck and so on. So it's really important. That's not an excuse, but it's really important that we prevent all this nonsense. So we actually can. A lot of it we can prevent. The phones. Get off your freaking phone. Yeah, take your pictures and so on. But the fact of the matter is, be paying attention to your children, please. It sounds stupid, right? Yeah, it sounds really stupid. Like, get off your damn phones. Take pictures. Go on live. Whatever it is that you do. As a matter of fact, I'm also recording this on Facebook Live. But the fact of the matter is that get off the phone and pay attention to your children. What's going on there? If you are in the car, sometimes you got a designated driver. Not because you're drinking and so on, which if you are, you are. But the fact of the matter is that they you get to sit down, they drive up, and then they go in. But be vigilant, really vigilant. Everything is all about the children's safety and your safety too. Like, come on. So the fact of the matter is, don't be just scrolling on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever it is that you do. Pay attention to your children, please. It might sound stupid. It's not going to sound stupid when we go to the ER room, when then fine nurses and nurse doctors are going crazy because you did something stupid, like not paying attention to your goddamn kids. Just saying. So definitely pay attention. And in residential areas, that's where the trick-or-treating for the most part is going to be happening, right? And businesses as well, but a lot of residential areas. Listen, make sure to pay attention and slow down, okay? That's all I'm asking here. Make sure the kids are visible. Nearly 70% of the drivers say that they've been distracted by the phone while driving on Halloween night. 70% of accidents when it comes to children on Halloween and so on. 70%, that's not peanuts, guys. 70%. Imagine if you were, let's say, making a sale for $100 and you get 70% commission, that's $70 out of the $100 bill. Yeah, I mean, that's a really high number. That's what I'm trying to say. Children are not for sale, ever. Understood? And whoever it is, make sure you guys give me a call at 203-519-6008. If you got children for sale, I would love to know. And if you got any competition out there that is selling children or anything like that, well, let me know about your competition, you know? Then let us know. We would definitely would love to have a nice chat with you and learn more about your operation. Now, check you guys' candy. Make sure that they're sealed. I will avoid any unsealed homemade items and so on. Just check your stuff, man. It's not hard. People out there truly, even on both sides, on the giving and receiving side of the candy and stuff like that, they're just having a good time. They do it for the fun, you know? But there's some people that are bad. So you want to just simply check it out. And parents, make sure you inspect the candy. Make sure everything looks good. You see something unusual or something that is odd, throw it out. That plain and simple, throw it out. If you find any, like, drugs or anything like that, well, obviously, I will actually report that to the authorities to do a full investigation, because that's not cool. We should never hurt our children. Nobody should be hurting our children, period. We need to protect them at all costs. Online. There's still going to be people out online. There's still going to be predators online. That's a 24/7 job. If you're a predator, you know that, yeah, it's time, and this is some easy times to get it. So one thing that I would teach as a parent and commanding chief of the DS Task Force is the no go tell rule. That is no go tell rule. That is no go tell rule. And basically what it means, you know how we got a stranger danger type of thing? If they ask your children to do something, even online, number one is the answer is no. Hey, what do you give me your number? Give me your address. Or how about we meet by this place or on this house, and we'll go do something. I'll give you an ice cream or whatever the case says. When it's online and they don't even freaking know the person, like, come on, like, really? You know how many prayers we actually cast that they use that line? I can make the stuff up. I gotta keep a PG-13 at the most because I'm putting this and like I'm broadcasting this immediately to the air. On the hunt, we actually get to go rated, not rated, because it's insane. But back to say no. Go until it's really simple. Have your child number one say no, and it goes for the parks or anywhere as well. Number one, say have your child say no. One thing, one of the tips that I'm gonna give you guys is the fact that when you're a predator, they don't want attention. You mean? So if you guys can teach your children to be confident, they ask a higher that they will not get kidnapped. Or they will not be used for sex. They're not going to get lured for sex. So teach your children, especially the beautiful young girls, teach them not to to be confident. They have to be confident. If they see them, your boys and girls, see them being with the head down, not confident and so on, trust and believe they can pinpoint that easy prey quickly. In a heartbeat. Oh, that's an easy prey. I'm grabbing that. That's going to be easy. Come to daddy. And I mean, I make it like somewhat weird and funny, but the fact of the matter is this stuff is no joke, guys. It's really not. You guys are parents. A lot of you guys are some of you guys, I'm sure, are police officers at the whole nine yards, or even got your own organization that rescue these type of people and do similar things. Like, you guys know, this is not a joke. This is real. So it's really important that we pay attention to this type of stuff. So have the children, number one, say no confidently, like a United States Marine. No. Then go away fast. Get out of the area. Because the thing is, there's a lot of us out there. And there's regular people, too. Like, everybody's children is everybody's children. And what I mean is, and your children are everybody's children. We should all treat children as they were our own. If you see a child in danger, this is not, oh, well, it sucks. Not my child. The fact of the matter is, if you see a child in danger, you need to act. Whether it's your child or not, you need to act. You're willing to tell me if you see somebody freaking raping a kid, you're not going to do anything? Really? Is that what you're telling me? If you see somebody trying to kidnap a child, you're not going to do anything? Is that what you're telling me right now? Everybody needs to treat their children as everybody's children as they were their own, especially on safety, and make sure that the children are well. They're our future. They're innocent. They're beautiful people, they're going to amount to be great, amazing members of society who you never know. When I die, hopefully they'll be in the DX Task Force too, helping other children or whatever it is that they decide to go on life. But it's really important that we protect our children. So they say no, they go away fast, and then tell a trusted adult. That also binds with what I just said earlier about it, make sure that everybody protects everybody's children, and they will trust that adult. You see a police officer, or you see another guy, another female, have the children, let them know quickly. And I know that sometimes people play around with police, police, I have you arrested, and so on. But the fact of the matter is, we need to teach our children that it's okay. It's okay to, if you see a police officer and you're in danger, to talk to that police officer. Like, grab him, smash him up, especially children. Like, hey, I need your help right now. I'm telling you, a lot of police officers are veterans, And when it comes to children, even they, if they are civilians and they became police officers, freaking, like, I give props to all officers out there and first responders. I tell you what, we're not going to let a couple bad apples ruin the whole entire barrel. A police, I tell you, a man, civilian or military, it doesn't matter. If a child tells a police officer, hey, I'm in trouble, trust and believe, it's like the police, them police officers become freaking Superman. Even parents. A lot of us are parents out there. They might not know us, but if we see a child in danger or somebody comes to us and a child comes to us saying, hey, I got a problem here or whatever the case is, we become Superman and Wonder Woman really freaking fast, huh? Imagine yourself in that situation, having a 6, 7, 10-year-old come to you, hey, I'm in danger and so on. Wouldn't you be becoming Superman, Wonder Woman in an instant? We don't need a telephone booth to change. Like, this is really important. So make sure that you tell them that it's okay to go see a police officer or a trusted adult in that immediate instant to have them protected. You know, the thing as parents is that we're not going to be there 24/7. We would like to, in part, but then how are they going to grow? You're not going to be in the classroom there as things is happening. You're not going to be everywhere 24/7. So it's really important that we teach the kids this sort of stuff so when you are not there, they can protect themselves and teach their friends too on how to do it. You know, kids talk. They learn from each other. That's why everything starts at home. The teachings and the home and jars, it starts at home. And then in school and so on, they take it from there. So instill great values to your children, teach them right from wrong and the home and jars. And you're going to see how they're going to become great, amazing children. And later on, adults, man. Like, children are awesome, man. Now, let's see. I just had like a brain fart here. This I'm recording this thing live, so I'm like, but again, let's just re-emphasize staying worldly areas. Make sure that the kids guys reflect the best or something similar to be able to be more visible. Visibility is really important, especially at night when all this commotion is going on. And don't allow them to trick or treat inside the house. And what I mean by that is, come on, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are smart. You guys are not stupid. It will be a special kind of stupid, unless it's your family members' house type of thing. And then you still gotta know. But don't let the kids go inside to grab candy from a stranger's house. Yeah, it sounds stupid, right? It sounds really stupid. But the fact of the matter is that don't let kids go inside strangers' house to get candy. That's why they always come to the window or leave the bucket outside or whatever the case is. Let that sink in. Because if I'm saying it, it's for a freaking reason. You understand? Don't let kids go inside stranger houses. You know? And to keep it nice and simple and not make like a 30, 45-minute show, because I want to push this to the air. What you see right now, that's what I'm pushing in the air immediately, because I want this to get to your radio station and for you guys to be able to listen to it like immediately when you get to it. But the most important part is keep them visible. They shouldn't do say no. Go fast. They want an adult, a trusted adult. And then you guys take it from there. Have fun. Have a lot of fun. You know what I mean? But also, just be aware of your surroundings, especially where your children are, because you know they're going to be going crazy 24/7. Ho, ho. And don't forget to collect your mommy and daddy taxes from the candy. We got to get some candy, you know? We got to teach them about taxes. The best way is get them bag of candy after they get inspected by you and charge a few pieces here and there, you know. But seriously, guys, Have fun out there. Please be safe. It's not only about you and your child, but it's also about everybody's child. Nobody want to have an accident. Nobody want to hurt a little one, whether it's yours or not. Everybody want to have a good time. You know what I mean? So that being said, happy Halloween. You're going to listen to this somewhere, wherever it is. If you, this is your first time, welcome. Download the podcast and make sure you give us a follow and so on, because we're going to be teaching you and we're going to be doing a lot better productions. But I need this out. I need this information out in the radio and your airways. And that being said, I love you guys. Please be safe out there. Really important. And as always, enjoy. This is Dennis Diaz, Commander-in-Chief of the Diaz Task Force. The Task Force that rescues men, women, and children from sex and human trafficking. I love you all. Stay safe.